So long, Saturday mail delivery.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace Podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Wednesday, February the 6th. The U.S. Postal Service loses about $25 million a day, and we learned today about one way it plans to stop that hemorrhaging. The USPS is suspending regular Saturday mail delivery. Marketplace's Jim Burris reports.
It's clear what the USPS wants to do, scale back regular delivery by one day, thus saving $2 billion a year. What's not clear is if the post office can just stop stuffing mailboxes on Saturdays.
There is a requirement that is still applicable by Congress that the Postal Service deliver 6 days a week.
That's Gene Del Polito, president of the Association for Postal Commerce. It's a trade group that represents businesses that use mail. Since the post office will still deliver packages on Saturday, he says it might be able to get around the congressional requirement on a technicality. But he says what's really happening is the post office is calling Congress's bluff.
They're going to be facing off with each other, and I guess it depends on which one blinks.
Jerry Saracel is in charge of government affairs for the Direct Mail Association. He says all of its 2,000 members will have to make changes. For some, that will be a painful process. For others,
it will not be so difficult as long as the Postal Service maintains a service standard so they know when the mail is going to get into someone's house.
Cutting Saturday delivery will only save about an eighth of the USPS's annual shortfall. And yeah, that could mean two junk mail days a week. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.
Japan's Nikkei index hit a 4.5-year high this morning after rising nearly 4%. U.S. markets are also near record highs. But as investors pour money into stocks, there are fears that the bond market could suffer. And for more on what that means for you, let's get to our Money Matters segment. Patty Hirsch, senior producer of personal finance at Marketplace, is with us now from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, Patty, what are people worried about here?
Essentially, they're worried that huge amounts of money are going to move from bonds into stocks, basically tipping the bond market on its head. And this is because over the last several years, because of the poor economy and uncertainty over everything from, you know, the U.S. downgrade to the fiscal cliff, investors have been socking their money away in the safest place they can find. But they are now worried that that money is about to change direction. In fact, we saw just in January, $77.4 billion poured into stock funds and out of bond funds. And they're worried that we're going to see more and more of that and that it's going to turn the bond market on its head.
But this worry has been around for a while. I mean, when the country's credit rating was downgraded, everybody thought there would be a problem, and there wasn't. Does it really matter if the yield on the 10-year Treasury note ticks up a little bit?
No, not really. I mean, if it goes up a lot, it's a problem, but it's probably not going to go up more than, you know, a half a point or something at this point. Of course, the worry is that if it does increase, then the older debt that's out there is going to lose value because it doesn't yield as much as the new stuff, of course, so investors are going to want to sell it. That could put pressure on bond funds, and the people holding those funds could lose some value.
So should we all call our financial advisors now and tell them to get us out of bonds?
For heaven's sake, no, don't do that. But you might want to take a look at your portfolio. You know, we speak to, on Marketplace Money, we speak to bond experts all the time, and they're telling us now that it's worth investors sitting down with a professional and tweaking their bond holdings a bit. You know, we're starting to see the economy recover. We can expect rising interest rates going forward. So maybe you want to sort of ease out a little bit out of your long-term debt and buy some shorter-term bonds. Maybe you want to sell some bond fund exposure and buy some actual bonds. So a little bit of portfolio adjustment as the economy recovers, that's a good thing. But do not panic.
Good advice from Patty Hirsch, senior producer of personal finance here at Marketplace. Thanks a lot, Patty.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Boeing is speaking out this morning about the problems its 787 Dreamliner is having. The planes have been grounded around the world after a series of incidents, including a fire on board a Dreamliner in Boston. But in an interview this morning, Boeing remains upbeat about the plane's future. The BBC's Rebecca Singer reports.
All 50 of Boeing's 787 Dreamliners remain grounded after a series of incidents linked to its lithium-ion batteries. But the company is confident that despite the safety scares, airlines won't be cancelling future orders for the aircraft. Dinesh Keskar is Boeing's Senior Vice President for Asia Pacific and India. He told the BBC that no companies have asked for compensation following the grounding of the Dreamliner, and he defends the safety of the battery.
Lithium-ion battery, there has been issues in the past, but at the same time, we carefully analyzed everything, went through the process of certification, and we believe that's the right choice even today.
Authorities in Japan and the US are currently investigating whether the batteries are the cause of the problem, but nothing conclusive has yet been found. In the meantime, Boeing has asked US regulators for permission to run test flights of the Dreamliner. But Keskar admits the company still doesn't know when the plane will be back in the skies.
We believe in the airplane, no question about that. The safety of the 787, we believe in it. We'll never put crew or passengers in jeopardy. That's our number one priority.
In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
And finally, the toy maker Hasbro announced this morning which Monopoly piece is being retired. And the winner, or maybe I should say loser, is the iron, which means my lucky piece, the Scotty dog, is staying right where it is, but it does have a new rival. Hasbro is adding a cat piece to replace the iron. And by the way, you can find out what your favorite Monopoly token says about you at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.